I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We are watching very closely as the relief and rescue efforts are underway in Florida after Hurricane Ian devastated the southwest coast of Florida yesterday, and the storm continues to make its way across the peninsula today. We have Rob Godet with us right now on the phone. He is the founder and director of the Cajun Navy. Many of you are familiar with their amazing work. Rob is on the ground in Fort Myers, Florida right now. Rob, what can you tell us about what you're seeing?
You know, it's so crazy. It's sunny. It's the air is cool, but the trees are down. There's flooding. It's kind of surreal, to be honest with you. I mean, where I'm sitting was probably under 2 or 3 feet, maybe 4 or 5 feet of water less than 6 hours ago, and it's completely dry now.
So
but there's so much damage to homes and businesses here. It's incredible.
How does this compare? I mean, you've been involved, the Cajun Navy's been involved in numerous relief efforts after hurricanes. How does this compare to what you've seen before?
You know, every one of these storms, what I've learned over 6 years of doing this is every single one is different. You almost can't compare them. The geography is different. The people are different. Even the buildings are designed differently. Here you have people that are used to water. They live on the water, but not this much water. We driving in, we saw fences knocked down. We saw cars push over in the ditch, all the way down the highway coming into Fort Myers. Fort Myers has trees down everywhere. There's a lot of palm trees in here, and I know they have special names. I just call them palm trees. That's basically what they are. You can see they're pretty much just destroyed. They're not knocked over, but they are shredded. And there's clearly was a lot of wind through here last night.
So, Rob, first of all, thanks for everything that you and your group are doing to help people. What kind of on-the-ground response are you guys seeing in the Fort Myers area where the epicenter of this storm seems to a large degree have been focused? How many people are out and about? How much rescuing is going on? How does the overall environment surrounding both first responders, fire departments, and certainly military, I would imagine, and also
sure.
police, what kind of on-the-ground force are you seeing?
We have a lot of rescues still going on. as people get connection, if they're stranded or have been unable to leave where they are, they're reaching out to us. We have crews down on Sanibel Island. The bridge to the island itself is damaged, but we can take boats across to get there. That's what we're doing. We have volunteers coming in that are just arriving, that are headed down there, actually sitting next to me right now, that are going to work with our teams to do search and rescue. Our incident commander, Jay Carter, actually, I was just on the phone with him before we left. He was hopping on a boat to go out and do some more SAR. We've done, at this point, over 40 rescues within our organization. Our team, we landed in Tampa late yesterday, actually earlier yesterday. My team, these guys left Tampa about 3 a.m. once the winds died down enough down here in the Fort Myers area and got into here, and they've been going all night. They haven't slept, and they're still going.
Rob, we appreciate all the work you're doing. How is the communication infrastructure right now? Are cell phones working around where you are? How is the radio, television, power sort of scenario, and how are people reaching out, and what would you tell someone who might be listening on a car radio or might be listening to us right now on a battery-powered radio, for instance? How can they get help?
Well, if you need help, definitely, reach out to your local first responders, your local officials are always what we say. You know, you should have those numbers handy, and anybody that stays behind knows to do that. If you need to reach us, you can do it by going to our website, crowdrelief.net, and completing our intake form. We had over 350 requests this morning when we got in. A lot of those are duplicates from other organizations, but a lot were not. The cell coverage is, I'm on the phone with you sitting here at Fort Myers, but I'm afraid if I move, I could lose you. I'm on AT&T. I also have a Verizon phone that was barely working. There's no data. I would also say there's very little fuel. Here's what I would recommend to anybody who's listening and thinking about coming back. Let me tell you why. Don't come back. Fuel. Gas stations are going to be low or empty because of the evacuations that happened. It's going to be a day or two or maybe even longer before they refill those pumps. And if you come down here and run out of gas, you're going to be taking resources from people who need to be helping the community to get back on their feet. So please do not come back if you're safe. Just give it a few days until the authorities say it's safe to. Don't go back into any of these areas. Your home is not going to go anywhere. It is what it is right now. Let the first responders and rescuers and organizations like ours, nonprofits, come in and begin to set up so we can provide services to provide stability within these communities. That's what I'm doing today. We're looking for where we can set up what we call safe camp. You can see this on our website, gocajunnavy.org. It's a new concept where we provide almost like a MASH type unit that we set up with tents and equipment. We have trailers, 18-wheelers that we bring in, and we become community services while your community is distressed. There's no power, there's no water. We offer everything you need from medical care to water from one place.
Rob Godet of the Cajun Navy, founder and director of the Cajun Navy, with us right now. Rob, for people who just are, we got 400-plus stations all over the country. People are very focused in on what's going on in Florida right now. If they want to help, if they want to donate, where should they go?
To donate, go to give.gocajunnavy.org, gocajunnavy.org. Is where you can donate. If you want to help, look, this is volunteer. I mean, come on down. We're going to need a lot of hands. I'll be honest, it's a nice drive. It's a long drive, but it's worth it. We need hands. This is a time where there's just a lot of hands. The best thing we can do is have a lot of volunteers, financial donations, and then donations to support the community where, you know, Walmarts are going to be closed. Where are you going to get diapers? Where are you going to get, non-perishable foods, water? So we provide those services from Safe Camp, and we accept those things at Safe Camp. And that happens. We already have an army of people across the country doing distribution drives that are going to start heading this way. And then we need volunteers to hand them out in a car line to survivors. We load up trunks and we load up back seats with stuff and send them on their way.
Rob, one more time for people out there listening, how can they help your work? Rob Godet with the Cajun Navy, how can they help all the people who are affected in Florida right now?
Look, we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. Every dollar you donate goes to help our help people we're helping. And you can give at give.gocajunnavy.org. That's our donation website. And we do rescue, but we actually stay for a long time. If you look at our Facebook page, look for the Cajun Navy Facebook page. We have a kaleidoscope and a fleur-de-lis logo. There's several Cajun Navies. Ours has the kaleidoscope and a fleur-de-lis logo. You'll see we stay for extended periods of time. After Hurricane Ida, for instance, that happened about a year ago, we were in Houma for 9 months helping.
We will help
after disasters for the extended
time. Put this up at clayandbuck.com. Right. We'll link to it at our show website, Rob Godet of the Cajun Navy. Rob, thank you so much for being with us.
Man, I appreciate y'all having us on. Thank you.
They're doing a lot of tremendous work. Again, clayandbuck.com. We will have the link up there if you are interested in helping out Rob and his crew as they help take care of so many people who are going to need a vast amount of help in the days and weeks and months ahead as the recovery from Hurricane Ian goes on, particularly in that Fort Myers area. We're raising. Look, you know, I've got three boys. All the family videos we take, where do you think we take them? iPhones. We don't even think about lugging around a video camera, but guess what? My mom and dad did. A lot of moms and dads out there, grandmas and grandpas did. Everyone, in fact, listening to this radio program today knows how many VCR tapes or Betamax tapes back in the day you and your parents went through 10, 20 years ago. All those tapes need to be digitally transferred before it gets too late to make the transfer because the magnetic tape in those cassettes, it's not designed to last forever. Maybe 20 years tops. So if you have them in your house right now, let's go ahead and get them digitized. Legacy Box is the company to do it. They're set up right now in my home state of Tennessee with a team of 200 technicians that hand transfer each of your tapes. Technology is unbeatable, as is their expertise. Just a few weeks' time from the moment you ship them off, you'll get those tapes back along with brand new files or thumb drives. If you want DVDs, they can do that too. And right now, they have a $9 per videotape sale going on. That's off usual $27 cost per tape, 66% discount. These are great presents as we come towards the holiday news and holiday season in general, and you're looking for gifts out there. Go to legacybox.com/clay to take advantage of this limited-time offer. Big discounts on the website when you use my name in the checkout process. Preserve your family's memories forever at legacybox.com/clay. 40% off or more. That's legacybox.com/clay.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. We didn't either
when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are scheduled to talk with New York gubernatorial candidate for the Republican Party, Lee Zeldin. He may join us here in a few minutes. In the meantime, may take a call or two to touch base with what's going on with the weather. But I did see this, Buck, and I wanted to kind of give it as a sign that he's feeling a little bit of heat. Did you see that John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Senate Democrat candidate, the worst nominee of either party in the 2022 midterms, he has suddenly wiped Black Lives Matter off of his campaign site as attacks on crime are landing on him. And I just think that's amazing because if you think back 2 years ago, BLM was the foundation to a large extent of the Democrat platform. And now we do have Lee Zeldin with us. And you may have heard that who we hope you will end up the governor of New York. You're running against Kathy Hochul. But isn't it kind of amazing how as crime has skyrocketed everywhere, Lee, that suddenly all the Democrats are saying, man, what could have caused this? Oh, I wonder what's going on here. Certainly you're seeing it all over New York and New York City.
Well, amen. There are a lot of Democrats who want to feel safe on the streets. They want to be able to ride the subways. They understand that their party has gone too far left. They feel disenfranchised by their own party. Every day I have people tell me that they're a lifelong Democrat. They've always voted Democrat. And this year they're voting Republican. One of the interesting dynamics that I remember unfolding was watching the Democratic Party primary for New York City mayor, which basically kicked off around the start of the riots and George Floyd and all that. And then it was a year later that the actual primary took place. And at the beginning of the primary process, the most popular issue towards the top of the list was crime. But it was really an anti-police, defund the police type approach. And a year later, when the actual primary took place again, crime popped back up on the list. But you had a lot of Democrats who were concerned that it was becoming less safe. They wanted to nominate somebody who they felt would clean up the streets. So it played out from spring of 2020 to late spring of 2021 in a way that unfolded here, and it's only gotten worse since.
Congressman Zeldin, Buck, you know, I'm a born and raised New Yorker, lived in New York City pretty much my whole adult life, little interlude there with the CIA where I had to leave here. But other than that, I'm a New York guy. I'm furious about what has been done to my city and what has happened throughout this state. And people look at New York, sure, but also in Rochester and Buffalo and parts even out in Nassau County. I mean, there's just been this crime wave that has been going that is directly attributable to decisions made by Democrats. What needs to happen? I mean, I honestly get so frustrated that I just want to start screaming expletives over this. What needs to happen for, if you're an independent voter in New York State, they got to see this, right? I mean, you're out there talking. They have to see that if they come into Times Square right now, they might get hit by a lunatic with a trash can with no, you know, pants on. I mean, it's crazy out there. Do they see it? Like, how is this actually landing?
Yeah, but there can't possibly be a shooting in Times Square because now they have a sign up that says it's a gun-free zone. So, you know,
the single dumbest gun-free zone sign I think I've ever seen. I actually took a photo of it, Congressman, about a week ago. Keep going.
Yeah, and you know, I did a press conference like a week later. I was in the Bronx where some postal worker got pistol whipped going into her job and got robbed of over $100,000 of what they had inside of the post office. I said, you know, maybe they should put up a sign above this post office saying pistol whipping free zone. I'm in Rochester right now. And while all across the state and country, we see what's going on in the city, it's a national news story. As you pointed out, in these other areas, they're experiencing new highs in different areas of crime across the board. We need to remove rogue DAs who refuse to enforce the law. We do not have recall elections in New York, but the governor does have the constitutional authority, and I would say constitutional duty, to remove a DA who refuses to do their job. I've pledged, as my first act, the first day I'm sworn into office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he's being fired. We need to repeal cashless bail. We have people, like we saw that Axeman in the McDonald's on Delancey Street in Lower Manhattan, breaking tables, breaking walls, swinging it at customers. He was instantly released due to cashless bail. I'll tell you one other thing. Our corrections officers, other prison staff, and inmates are being assaulted more since April 1st. Implementation in New York of something called the HALT Act, and it was limiting the tool of solitary confinement. And even solitary confinement isn't what it used to be. It's not like the movies. And now you have more assaults taking place inside of prisons. That should be repealed. All right, one more bonus one. We have kids who are teenagers who are being used to commit crimes because they passed a law called Raise the Age. So now, instead of sending these kids off to criminal court, I would say kids, but you know, they're 15, they're 16 years old, they're committing crimes. Instead of going to criminal court, they're going off to family court. And they're being used by other criminals to commit crime after crime after crime because they know that the system isn't going to do anything about them. So now they're committing more crimes, not less. So we know what we need to do. I put it all on my website, zeldinfornewyork.com/secureourstreets. A couple dozen or so proposals that I believe would make our streets safe again.
Lee, Congressman, I was reading even the New York Times is talking about the impact that you're having in New York City, in particular in Jewish communities, with people getting lined up behind you. What are you seeing in New York City, and what does the math need to look like in order for you to win this race? Kind of lay out what people in New York City who are listening to us, but also, I think we're number one, Buck, in Syracuse, Albany, all these outside of New York City communities. What does the victory path look like for a Republican running in New York State?
If you get less than 29% of the vote in New York City, you can't win. If you get more than 35% of the vote in New York City, you can't lose. So a lot of this does come down to the city, but it's a 62-county campaign. As you pointed out, Syracuse, when you go north of the city, north of Westchester, the four biggest counties that you have to win, Orange County, Onondaga, that's where Syracuse is, Monroe, that's where Rochester is, and Erie County, that's where Buffalo is, you have to win all four. 60% in Suffolk and 55% in Nassau and 43% in Westchester. But that's all if you get 29% of the vote in New York City. Every extra point you get in the city, the numbers that you need elsewhere go down. Ideally, if you get to 35%, then you basically have this locked up.
Can you get to 35? That's the question. I mean, we got people that are fired up in New York City that are listening and may not realize how winnable this race is. So I just want you to be able to tell them all out there about what your pathway is.
Yeah, we had an internal poll we released yesterday. It came back on Monday. It had a 5.8% gap between Hochul and I. In New York City, that poll came back that had us currently at 32%. Now, you have margins of error. It could be better, it could be worse, but that's what that poll came back as. You have geographic pockets where you need to do really well inside of the city. Staten Island, Bay Ridge, Brighton Beach, Middle Village. And as far as the coalition effort goes, we do a lot with the Hispanic community, with the Asian community, with the Jewish community, with the Black community. And you have to engage with them, build relationships. It's why we started early. We got into this race 19 months to the day before the election. All across all the groups, number one issue is crime. But they also care about school choice. They care about being able to afford to survive in New York, where they are implementing congestion pricing, where they want to tax people for going into the city even more than what they currently pay to go into the city. So I oppose congestion pricing. Hochul supports it. This is just one of the many reasons why there needs to be multiple debates throughout the state. And Hochul, just like you're seeing in other places all throughout the entire country with other Democrats, her offer is that she will do one debate for 1 hour on cable at the very end of October. She says that's it, even though people are already voting. I mean, absentee ballots started going out this past Friday. She wants them to wait over a month after the start of voting before we have a one and only debate on cable where millions of New Yorkers can't even watch it on their TV screens.
Wow, it's amazing. The plan really is for Hochul, for Fetterman, a number of these candidates, is just hide and hope that the Democrat machinery carries them over the finish line, and they basically lie about what they support in the meantime. Congressman Hochul, Congressman Zeldin, he's running against Hochul. He needs to be the next governor of New York, everybody. Lee, where should people go to help you?
Website is at ZeldinForNewYork.com. We're on social media, too, at Lee Zeldin, across all different kinds of social media platforms. And I appreciate what you guys do. As I travel around the state, there's a whole lot of New Yorkers everywhere tuning into your show every day. They were reaching out to me yesterday saying, hey, they heard that I was going to come on today. They wanted to know what time. So there's a lot of people out there across the state tuning in. We have to work hard, taking nothing for granted. And everyone out there, wherever you live, you are not jumping on a board for a wave. That is not what this is about. You need to do your part to create the wave until the polls close on November 8th.
That's well said. We're rooting for you. We'll have you on again as we get closer. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Lee Zeldin, man. If we can get a win on the board with Congressman Zeldin, New York governor, Empire State's coming back, baby. It can happen.
Well, not only that, Buck, and we'll talk about it when we come return, but there's a lot of really good signs out there as we sit 40 days from the midterm about where things are breaking. We'll tell you about some of them when we come back. In the meantime, history can be a great teacher. It's too bad oftentimes we have to become adults sometimes before we realize it. Because you mention history to kids, as in the subject matter in school, a lot of times they tune out. Not really their fault, because most history books, they can be boring. And they can focus on things that don't really appeal to kids. On top of that, you guys know, so many activist teachers out there who teach revisionist history that makes kids feel like America's an awful place and that they should be ashamed of their history. If you're interested in teaching kids real history, you need to get the new Tuttle Twins books. The best books that teach the most important lessons from American history in an engaging way that kids will love. They'll come away with a solid understanding of what happened, why it happened, most important, how it relates to them today. Look, we got these books here in the studio in New York City. But you know where else we got them? In the Travis household, in the hands of my kids. My kids, you know what? Getting them to read can be a challenge. I'm sure it can be a challenge for you, for your kids and grandkids too. They like these books. And right now, there's a great deal going on at TuttleRadio.com. You can get your own copy of the Tuttle Twins America's History book, plus additional bonuses for a limited time. Here's how you do it. Go to TuttleRadio.com. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, friends, and family members. TuttleRadio.com. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by a woman who is doing phenomenal work helping to put a spotlight, or maybe even just a mirror, on far left-wing insanity that is occurring on social media that, frankly, your kids, your grandkids are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Initially just on TikTok, also a popular Twitter feed. She is Haya Reichick, and she joins us now.
Libs of TikTok.
Libs of TikTok is the account. But there's a lot of people listening. Thank you for making the time with us, Haya. In our audience that frankly aren't super active on social media. So if you had to, Haya, describe what you do and why that is considered controversial for an audience that may not, I mean, they might have seen you on Tucker, but they may not be active on TikTok or Twitter or social media channels on a regular basis. Paint them a picture for what it is that you do.
Hi, thanks for having me. So I basically just hold up a mirror, like you said, to the left, and spotlight their most insane ideas. So I take TikToks or screenshots, videos from, at this point, not just TikTok, from all over the internet. And there's no editing. And I just post it. And I'm like, this is what's happening. This is what the left is saying. And the reason that is so controversial is because the left really wants to be able to do all of these things without anybody noticing. So, for example, I've been focusing a lot on what they call gender-affirming care in hospitals, which translates into double mastectomies, hysterectomies, and all kinds of other genital mutilation surgeries on kids. And it's controversial because they don't want you to know that it's happening. And I'm like, hey, look, this is happening at this in this hospital. And they obviously, they want to be able to do all these things. They want to be able to do, to have kids performing in drag shows. They want to be able to do mutilation surgery. They want to be able to get away with their whole agenda without anybody noticing and unnoticing.
Yeah, Haya, one thing that I think I've seen, and your work has led to much more of a discussion around the issues of drag shows where children are being exposed to clearly sexualized adult behaviors. And as you mentioned, the transition surgeries for minors. On that point, there seemed to be, even a few weeks ago, an effort to say, well, these hospitals aren't actually doing these things. And then it was, well, these hospitals are getting threats because people are talking about what they're doing. And now I've started to see, oh, yes, no, these hospitals are engaged in these transition surgeries for children. And here is data that suggests that this is actually good for them. I think this is, it's stunning to see how the narrative shifts depending on the political needs of the moment of the left.
It's straight out of the leftist playbook. They tried it with like CRT in schools. They tried it with the sexualization of gender ideology in schools. And you're 100% right in terms of these transition surgeries that transition from it's not happening to it's happening and here's why it's good was really, really fast. It happened really quicker than anything else I've seen. And it just shows that they're really desperate. They really want to keep chopping kids up. Like they really want to do it. And they're going to do everything they can to ensure that they can continue doing it, which is actually why I'm currently on a 7-day Twitter suspension, because I had posted a thread. I mean, they didn't tell me exactly why, but I think it's because of the thread I posted about a surgeon saying that she does surgeries on minors. And they're so desperate that they're calling for anyone who notices to be censored, to be silenced. And in addition to that, now they're saying that it's actually a good thing. So they're just going to keep, I mean, honestly, I hope they keep going with that. Like, you know, if what they want to do is say, hey, look, surgeries are on minors are actually a good thing. Like, I mean, great, go with that. Like, we'll just blast that all over the place, because I think most of America agrees that it's actually abuse.
We're talking to Haya Reichick. She is with the Libs of TikTok account.
She is Libs of TikTok,
yeah.
Essentially.
She effectively. And I wanted to give you an opportunity. You said you're suspended right now for 7 days from Twitter. This has been ongoing. And in fact, the left-wing legacy media, the Washington Post in particular, have come after you with guns blazing, which, as Buck and I have had happen to us and lots of people who listen to this show know, is actually a sign that you are making a substantial impact. But I'd like for our audience that may not be familiar with it to know, on an individual basis, as you said, just effectively for holding a mirror up to what's going on in our society, what the left has tried to do to you individually as a result of what you are putting out there on social media.
So first of all, they doxed me, Washington Post doxed me, and I think I might be the victim of the most Twitter suspensions. I think I might have a world record.
Good for you, by the way.
I believe this is number 7. And again, it just means, I know it just means I'm over the target. So they're really threatened by being shown what they're doing. Like I said, you know, showing them about the gender affirming, what they call gender affirming, which is really child mutilation surgeries. They feel really threatened by it because they just don't want people knowing. And whenever they do, whenever I show what's going on, they call for my silencing. So what we had Washington Post, you know, outright ask Twitter to suspend me. NPR did that too. There's a lot of blue checks on Twitter begging begging Twitter to suspend me. They're really going hard after me. And I mean, I'll admit it's tough sometimes, but I am very strong and we are not going to let this hinder our work, because what we're doing is extremely, extremely important for the future of this country.
We're speaking to Haya Reichick, Libs of TikTok founder, and it is critical. And honestly, when I think about people that are adding really documentary or evidentiary components to these major discussions we're having, you know, you with just showing us what the left thinks, Chris Rufo finding the actual documents being taught in schools with CRT, it's so essential to have the receipts, as they say, and you're showing the receipts of the other side. They get so angry about this, which is fascinating, because as you say, you're not even doing commentary, you're just sharing what is being said. I'm so fascinated by this point of it, though. Big tech, when they slap you down with a suspension or anything else, is there ever any explanation as to how you can be violating community guidelines for sharing what somebody else has already shared from the left?
So there was like three of the times they made us delete a tweet and they made up a reason for why it violated the rules, even though it didn't. But the past two times, my 2 7-day suspensions were just general hateful conduct. They didn't tell us a specific tweet. And in fact, people have been reporting our account and we get that report, right? And Twitter says, you know, we're required to let you know that your account has been reported, and we found it did not violate the Twitter policy. That was we got that for specific tweets and for my profile in general. So they're telling us at the same time, you didn't violate our policies, but you also have hateful conduct, so we're just going to suspend you for 7 days. And the reason they're doing that is because the entire leftist media is really campaigning them to suspend us, and Twitter is just caving to them.
I have to ask, are you ever surprised by how insane the left is now that you're doing this work? I mean, obviously you saw something, which is why you set this up, and you've had you've been on This Is the Biggest radio show, you've been on Tucker's show and Sean's shows at Fox, you know, the biggest TV shows on Fox News. Does it ever just make you think, how did people get so crazy? And also, Democrats don't repudiate this stuff, at least not what I see. It just, we see these things, and you bring up the child mutilation, for example, going out the hospitals. You know, for the most part, this stuff is, that's what's going on.
So I think at this point, I'm a little bit immune to it. And nothing I see really shocks me anymore. I mean, there was, I posted a video a week ago about a drag show, which it was advertised as an all-ages drag show, but it ended up actually being a stripper show. So you had a stripper on stage, literally a stripper, barely wearing anything, with a child right in the front row, like handing the stripper. I don't know if it was him or her. I have no idea.
I saw this clip on your account, by the way. Yeah.
So, I mean, so when I saw that, I was like, oh my God. And then I'm like, well, of course the left is doing this. So I became a little bit desensitized to their insanity just because I deal with this all day. But I think they have no limits. I mean, I think they're only going to get more and more insane. And I mean, I think they're obviously trying with their whole math thing, minor attracted person, they're like trying to normalize pedophilia. I think we're going to go in that direction. We're going to see that happen on a much larger scale. I think the left is going to go there, and it's not going to surprise me. I'm just going to be like, well, of course, they're insane. This is what they're doing now. They just keep getting more and more insane and moving the goalposts for insanity.
Haya, do you have a good legal team? And the reason why I'm asking is we've had Alex Berenson on this show a lot, and Twitter banned him. And you said right now you may be the most banned person on Twitter, which is, I think, kind of a stamp of authority that you're having a lot of influence. But do you have a team that can mobilize if they decide to try to knock you off permanently in the same way that Alex Berenson did?
Yeah, so we actually hired Alex's attorney. So he obviously
good
has
for
a
you.
Good track record. I think he's the only one in the world to ever do that successfully. So we hired him, and he is amazing. And we have a legal defense fund set up. We have a team of attorneys, and we are preparing for a lawsuit against Twitter.
Where should people follow your work, by the way? I mean, very few of our audience, I think, are going to be on TikTok. But are you set up with either a Substack, or are you on Truth Social, on Rumble, any of those?
So So I'm on all social media platforms, Live the TikTok and Substack, livethetiktok.com redirects to Substack, and that's really where we're going to focus all of our effort when we do eventually get banned, if and when we get banned. And we also put out content on there weekly. So livethetiktok.com and all socials, True Social, Rumble, yeah.
Please, everybody, go. If you're on any of these social accounts, go follow Libs of TikTok. Critical. I mean, sometimes the stuff you watch, it's just mind-blowing, but really important work. Chaya Raichik, thanks so much for being with us today, and we'll have you back on soon.
Thank you.
My friends, if and when there's another very disruptive event in our country, one that causes long lines at the grocery store or simply severe supply chain issues, you're going to thank yourself for taking action on an offer from My Patriot Supply. Heck, I mean, look, any disaster can knock out the food supply chain for long periods of time. You know this. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency food company, is currently offering a 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks for 3 solid months per person. That means you can rest easy knowing you have this kit safely stored away. And at 20% off, it's just too good to pass up. But the sale is going to end soon. Go to preparewithclayandbuck.com to grab this deal before it goes away. Get your 20% savings at preparewithclayandbuck.com. That's preparewithclayandbuck.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't legends. Either when we were watching
this.
That's
the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God. You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Closing up shop today on Clay and Buck. We're here together in New York City. The boys are going to be out on the town tonight enjoying the sights and sounds and hopefully not getting
too hungover. Are you worried about being hungover here?
Oh, I was gonna say hopefully not being accosted by lunatics as we're crossing the street because this city's having a rough time, but we'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that is something I mean, you got this experience with it. Yeah. The crime situation is not ideal.
My CIA karate chop is not as finely tuned as
I thought you were nervous
about
drinking and being a little bit hungover tomorrow at noon. I was like, it's noon. We should be fine. We bounce back.
So we're gonna be here again tomorrow in NYC. But one thing, speaking of CIA and memo writing and analysis, which is what I really did there, we have something to follow up on here. The former CIA director, John Brennan, had on the Nord Stream pipeline attack. This pipeline attack...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because... here's the thing. If they said this could be natural cause, I'd be sitting here saying, well, maybe... But at least that would be a... You could say theoretical. Everyone seems to agree this was sabotage.
That's right.
So somebody sabotaged.
It's a whodunit.
Somebody sabotaged. You know, this is, Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick next to him. And Colonel Mustard is no more. You know, like something bad happened here. Like
yes.
No one's thinking he slipped in the bathtub. Clue, for those of you who remember the game from back in the day. I don't know if that does anyone. Oh, I think everyone remembers Clue.
I think everybody remembers Clue.
So something happened here. And here's the former CIA director, who's a Russia collusion conspiracy theorist nut and a left winger, saying he thinks it's Russia.
I think all the signs point to some type of sabotage. These pipelines are only in about 200 feet or so of water, and Russia does have an undersea capability that would easily lay explosive devices by those pipelines. And I do think it's a signal to Europe that Russia can reach beyond Ukraine's borders. Who knows what he might be planning next, but I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
See, now I hear John Brennan say something, former CIA director. I actually never worked for him at the agency. I've worked for some of the other left-wing lunatic directors, though, who come out now on MSNBC and CNN. He says it's Russia. That makes me think it's less likely that it's Russia. I'm just going to tell you, this is the truth. I mean, this guy is so wrong about everything that if I didn't pay attention to his track record, I'd be it'd be malpractice analytically.
Well, and Russia is saying it's the United States. The United States is saying it's Russia. And then some other people are saying, hey, this could be a Ukraine-affiliated move. So there is a whodunit aspect. We know that this was an intentional destruction. What we don't know is who did it. And like I said, Russia's pointing at the United States. United States is pointing at Russia. And there are other actors out there that are also being blamed here. But this is where we are, I think, going to be in terms of expert analysis for years to come, Buck. In the same way that Watergate destroyed basic trust in the American government in a way that it hadn't before, do you trust the CDC in the next year to be honest and be able to put transparent truth in front of the American public? I don't. I think that COVID has disrupted even more trust in American institutions and all the lies surrounding the Hunter Biden laptop
misinformation claim by 50 of the most senior former intelligence officers you could pull together anywhere has destroyed.
I can't trust them at all.
Somebody goes on TV and they're like, oh, I was, former NSA director. I'm like, are you a crazy lib? Because
yes.
I don't care what you have to say.
That's right.
And that's where we are. And by the way, that's the correct response. Anyone who doesn't do that is likely to be misled now because they showed you they will entirely light their credibility on fire if it helps Joe Biden, the guy who, as we know, asks for deceased member of Congress in the room, and the media tries to cover it up. How many mentions of that, by the way, on NBC, CNN, any of those places?
Yeah, they did a great write-up on this at Fox News, and I was sharing this on my Twitter account. None of them have mentioned it, which is pretty wild. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC, they didn't cover it at all, the fact that Joe Biden tried to find a deceased congressperson in the crowd.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.